Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. I tell you what, I am stoked about being on the show. It's been a phenomenal weekend. We were out of town running around, just getting to spend time in northern Alabama with our little 14-month-old grandbaby. And I tell you what, she was a hoot. We went on a train ride, saw some waterfalls, pet the animals, just had a blast. And today we start a brand new series. And this is somebody that I have been studying for about a year. I'm very fresh to Chet's work, but it's Chet Holmes. And Chet he's got an impeccable background. And when you read his bio, it says, Chet Holmes has been called America's greatest business growth expert. He helps his clients blow away both the competition and their expectations, and his advice starts with one simple concept, focus. What if you could double your appointment setting skills? What if you could get 9 times more clients poured into your business for the same marketing dollars instead of trying to master 4,000 strategies, zero in on the handful of essential skills that once mastered can transform your business? This may go down in my library as the business book that Tom Hopp's book Time Out is to personal development. I mean, this book and his subtitle, Turbocharge Your Business with Relentless Focus on 12 Key Strategies. And listen to this, guys. Here are some of the people that have read this book and have written a little excerpt. This one here says, reading Chet Holmes' book can turn your business into a high-octane, massively profitable, superior money-making force in whatever field or market you compete in. It's essential reading for anyone craving business greatness and prosperity. That's Jay Abraham, who is one of the greatest copywriters out there. Listen to this one. Chet has the best material I've seen on how to attract an army of top producers and how to get the most out of them once you get them. That's from T. Harv Eckert, the number one best-selling of Secrets of a Millionaire's Mind. That's a beautiful book, too. Listen to this one. The Ultimate Sales Machine is an amazing book that will powerfully change the way you do business. Chet Holmes is a one-of-a-kind talent, and this incredibly practical book is an embodiment of his highly successful approach, Stephen Covey. And here's one of the best. More network marketing companies have been launched off the next book. Listen to this. The Ultimate Sales Machine is a book that puts it all together to help you dramatically increase your sales if you're wise enough to follow it. That's by Michael Gerber, best-selling of The E-Myth Revisited, etc. You know, this is a book that you guys should go buy, The Ultimate Sales Machine by Chet Holmes. He's in Success Magazine as a columnist. He's a strategic partner now with Anthony Robbins. Powerful book. Today, man, I am just stoked, man. This is a great Monday morning. My father-in-law, mother-in-law here in town, we're going to have some fun with the kids. But this is just, I started reading this book out by the beach, and it's like, wow. Now listen to this. Today's topic, today's chapter, how to maximize your productivity and help your people do the same. Now this is important to me personally, because I get done more in a day and have since I was 17 years old than most people will get done in a week. It's not exaggeration. That's not ego talking. It's just when you go through any branch of the service, you learn to get up before the crack of dawn and you stay up until stuff is finished. And in my family, we're going through a custody case. We've got teenage kids. We've got adult kids. We're raising grandkids. I've got a 7-year-old. We run 3 different businesses out of this home. You know, when you put all that together, you have to prioritize. And I was reading through this. I thought, oh, this is some great stuff. Chet writes this. Listen to this. He said, I realized that I had learned how to effectively manage my time, so I had to take a time management class. So he's out there. He's just like us. He's got this successful career. Matter of fact, he was running Charlie Munger's billion-dollar empire at the time, and it was blowing and going. He had like 22, I think, or 9 different divisions underneath him he was running. He was kicking this thing up. So he goes out to learn how to do time management. Here's what he says. In the first 20 minutes, the trainer handed out a worksheet instructing us to track our time over the next 3 months. At the end of 3 months, we were supposed to identify where we were wasting our time. Here's what Chet says to himself. As a person running 9 divisions, I rolled my eyes and I thought to myself, If I had time to track my time for 3 months, I would not need to be in this time management. And he left the seminar. Now, isn't that how most of us are? We go out and we buy these books. We think, okay, I'm gonna learn this now. Oh, here's a new system. Oh, here's this great thing over here, and then it never goes into fruition. I, because of the Marine Corps, went out and I got Stephen Covey's stuff and Franklin Covey's time management systems. I've been using that for years. It's on my computer system. You know, it works perfect with my Outlook. But most of us have not done that. Most of us are not focused. I use 3x5 cards constantly. I never have more than 6 things a day in which I have to get accomplished. But most people haven't lived through that. I'm a firm believer, unless you've had to be in a mission-critical situation, a lot of the times we're just reactive people. And that's what this first chapter is. Here's the deal. This chapter, so that you understand what we're going to cover in the next 23 minutes, this chapter will present 6 simple steps for time management. That's it in a nutshell. 6 simple steps. And here's what these steps are going to do. It will start to show you whether you're a reactive or a proactive person. I've got a couple people in my life, they just IM me and say, hey, we need to hold a meeting. And I IM them back and say, it's not on my schedule. Because I just can't do that anymore. I schedule out almost, and I got this from John Maxwell in Today Matters. Perfect. 45 days out is about what my schedule is. Whether I'm shooting videos, whether I'm taking care of family stuff, doesn't matter what it is. And then because of my pastor, Eric Parton, I've learned to build margin into my day so that I have some, what happens? What? Oops, you got a second? Hey, I need you real quick. Hey, can you shoot a quick video? We just had something come up. That kind of stuff is built into it. But overall, you have to be a proactive person. Here's what Chet writes. Let's get into it. Do you function mostly as a reactive or proactive? Do you function mostly in a reactive or proactive mode? He says, in my experience, most business people don't take the time to plan and take action because all of their time is consumed by reacting to the business they've already built. Man, it doesn't matter if you're an upline, downline, sideline, or running a direct selling business. We all go through this crap. Once you start attracting other people to your team, whether it's customers or distributors, once that's in place, then here's what happens. Somebody else is wanting to control your time, because most people in life today are not taught that time is the most valuable asset that they have. And if people were taught that, they would not overeat. They would not be smoking, drinking, living an excess lifestyle. If you smoke or drink, I'm not getting on you. I'm saying it wouldn't be an excess, because you'd realize your time is all you have. And if you shorten your lifespan, you will not get done what needs to be done. People that are out there just spending themselves into debt, been there, done that, I think most of us have. Now you got to take time to get out of it, and you waste what could have been out there enjoying a lifestyle with your family. I could go on and on with that one. You know, but that's the kicker. And this covers everything. See, one of the things that we have a tendency to do is we spend 70 to 80 hours a week, and we're the only country that does this. We spend 70 to 80 hours a week on busyness, running around in circles. Got to check my email. Got to check my iPod. Or what do we call it now? iPhone. Got to check my smartphone. Got to check the Android, the E-Droid, the Bo-Boys, whatever it's called. Constantly, somebody Skyped me. Oh, I got to get over on Facebook and answer that. All this crap just sucks the energy out of us. Here's what I want you to do. This is the first exercise. It's just, we haven't even got into the good stuff, but this is a meat and potatoes book, just like Tom Hopp's Time Out. Listen to this. First exercise, figure out what impact areas are in your business. And here's what we mean. Do you have to go do outside sales? Do you have to be on the telephone? Do you do internet marketing, and you've got to spend a couple hours a day focusing on AdWords and traffic and stuff? Figure out where those key areas are. Once you know where they're at, these next 6 steps we're going to talk about is going to be in there, but you have to know that. You can't just be fiddle-farting around. And for you business women and businessmen out here, I want to share something with you. If you're feeling stressed during the day, there are places where you can conduct business still. You can get some things done. Let's say that you're going to cut out 2.5 hours a day, and you say, because you've got a big email list and you've got to take time to do that. You know one of the greatest places to do that is fishing. Just go get you a fishing pole, go fishing. If you ladies, one of the greatest places to do this is at a spa. Just go relax a little bit by the spa, have your toes done, your hair done, your nails done, or just go sit by a pool in a hotel room, a hotel, big complex. Get in the right frame of mind to do so. You can still get work done. You don't have to spend, just go to the lobby. Most of these places got beautiful little lobbies. Grab yourself an iced tea or something. Get in the right frame of mind. Now, let's get into the 6 steps of time management. This is important. And this is great. Step number one, touch it once. Now, this is big for me. Okay? Most of the time. Now, here's what Chet writes. You come into your office, and there on your desk are 3 or 4 folders, couple of letters, bunch of bills, some emails that need to be answered. You look at the first letter and read the few sentences. Dealing with this is clearly going to make more time than you have right now, so you put it aside. You look into your other folders and you see that, okay, you can handle this one now. Oh, the phone rings, so you're on the phone. Now all of a sudden you're distracted. Listen to what he says. If you spend just 15 minutes per day to revisit, readdress, or reread documents and emails, you will waste 97 hours a year where no action is taken. I'm telling you, this is the greatest asset we have, is our time. And he's cut this down. Here's his words of wisdom. If you touch it, take action. Don't open an email or a letter until you're ready to deal with it. What I've learned from John Maxwell is I don't even worry about emails in the middle of the day. Now, John doesn't answer emails till after 10:30. I try to get all mine done when I get back from the beach before my day starts. And then I start looking at emails later in the day. If it's important, somebody will call me. They'll leave me a message. That's why I see it. So you have to focus on this. The touch it once rule is critical for managing email files. Listen to this. Email is a tremendous asset, but can also kill your time management if you let it control you. The key to great email management is to institute a policy that consists on very descriptive subject lines. And I tell you what, this is how I deal with stuff. If somebody sends me something, And I can tell that it's crap, I never read it. Boop, 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 boop. I've got my preview pane open. Things go in the trash like you wouldn't believe. That could be a great important message at the bottom of some picture somebody sent me, and it's going in the trash. I don't have time for forwards, period. If I look at subject lines and it looks like a marketing subject line, it goes in the trash very quickly. Boom, 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 boom. I want focused information. You need to do the same thing. Just because somebody sends you an email doesn't mean it's important. Time is your greatest asset. You have to insist. And your subject lines back to a person must be concise. And here's something else. This is another thing that you need to do. And I got this from Chet also. This is good. If you're in the middle of an email and the subject changes, change the subject line, the subject title. That way you can keep focus, put it in a folder, put it somewhere, but you know what you're dealing with. If you don't, everything gets lost. Make yourself a note. Listen to this. As you go through these 6 things, don't think about where you've heard them before. Think about whether you've applied the discipline to implement them. That's what's important. Have you applied the discipline to implement them? To implement them. You can tell I want to be with Mama tonight. Now listen, this is important. You got to start today, doggone it. Don't be putting this off to the end of the book. Number 2, make lists. Many people make lists as a way to keep organized, Chet says. If you don't keep a list, you are not likely a very, or you are most likely a very reactive person. If you keep lists, then you're a proactive person. See, lists allow you to stay focused and highly focused on your high priorities, and you don't get sidetracked. And see, that's what happens to most of us. We get sidetracked. I've got 3x5 cards. I've got volumes of 3x5 cards. I put down what I've done. I accomplish it at the end of the day. If something on that list did not get accomplished, it goes to the next day's list. Right at the top. It's the number one thing to get done. You cannot sit here and procrastinate, or you're not going to succeed in building your business or building your home-based business. It just will not happen. You don't want long lists. This is one of the things that I hate about how the old-fashioned network marketing happened. They would tell you, go out there with a memory jogger and make a list. And write down everybody that you know. And you start writing. And you write. And you write. And then you start looking at it. And then you start saying, well, I don't know if that person will be interested. Well, I should have put that person at the top of the list. Well, I should have done that. Let's not do that. Don't get into long lists. You know, when you're talking about recruits, put down 7-10 people and go talk to them. Yeah, you're probably going to have to go through that, and you're going to have to get some more. I don't give a rip. You just go through that 7 to 10. Get that done first. Matter of fact, if one of those 7 to 10 say yes, which one of them should, you're going to end up getting referrals from them, probably 3 to 10, and you're going to be working that list. So that's how this thing works if you're a professional at what you're doing. So don't make long lists. Here's the rule. List, and I told you this already, list the 6 most important things that you need to do. By the hook or the crook, you got to get these 6 things accomplished today. And I do that. I've got a list. And I do it. And if it can't get done, it just doesn't get done. I don't beat myself up with it. I put it on the next day's list. That's the way it works. That's what you have to do. This is how you stay productive. This is what professionalism is. Look, I got a lot of network marketers at different stages of the game that listens to this radio show. I want you all to understand something. Every one of us are in the same spot. If we don't stay focused on the fundamentals, we will get so distracted that we will fail our team and fail our business, and we don't want to do that. Here's the exercise that I want you to write down and do under this. This is some good stuff under step number 2. Okay? Take a clean sheet of paper and write down the 6 most important things that you need to get done tomorrow. Don't worry about it today. That you need to get done tomorrow. Here's an example. Work on a client proposal, fax a contract, schedule a meeting, conference call with Derek, you know, review next month's marketing plan, work on a direct mail letter. There you go. Now, in my case, that was out of the book, but in my case, I'll shoot 3 new videos today that will go up sometime next month. We'll write the blog post for today for 3 companies that we're already reviewing. I'll sit here and spend some time with the family. I'll go through emails and Facebook later tonight, and I'll check up on all our social profiles. You just focus on the 6 most important things. Step number 3, plan how much time you will allocate to each task. Don't think about when you'll do it each week or each task. Just determine the amount of time. Let's say my video. I know a video. I'm going to do a 10-minute video. It'll take me 20 minutes to do that because I'll probably have 3 missed starts as I get started. So if I'm going to do 3 videos, 20 minutes, that's what, an hour that I'm going to spend shooting videos. I know that in my social profile sites, it'll take me about 2 hours to go through all, I don't know, 48 or 50 profiles that we have. That doesn't count Facebook, which is our main profile right now. It used to be MySpace, but of course everybody switched to Facebook, so you know we'll get up to date on that. I know I'm going to spend a couple hours returning some phone calls from the weekend. Okay, just look at how much time each of the 6 tasks will take. Okay, and then you do them in small chunks if you have to. If one of them's going to take 4 hours, and man, you just get burnt out, break that down into hour allotments and spread it out through your day. Here's your exercise for step 3. Next to each item on your list, write how much time you will realistically spend on it tomorrow. Now you should have on your list, work on proposal, -0.5 hours or an hour or however long it'll do. Add up the amount of time. And you want to, here's my rule of thumb. You want to keep this to around 4 to 5 hours, okay, is what you want to do. 4 to 5 hours. That gives you some margin in there where you can do the I gotchas that might come up, and it gives you some me time. I'd suggest a power nap somewhere in there. Take 15, 20, 30 minutes, listen to some decent music, and just relax a little bit, take a little nap, get going. There's a reason other countries are more productive and they're more healthy. See, just because we're the richest country in the world doesn't mean that we're the smartest sometimes. Okay, you want to be healthy. You want to enjoy the richness. Step number four, plan the day. Chet writes this, now that you have allotted amounts of time for each task, you need to plan your day. This is not a general guide on how your day might unfold. It has to be specific and have time slots for absolutely everything. When you look at my calendar every day from 5:30 in the morning to about 12 at night, it is put in there. It either has free time where I'm doing stuff with the family time. It has everything is allotted. You must allot for this. Chet writes this, and it's important. In a fully planned day, there are two periods of time for miscellaneous and got-a-moment meetings. These miscellaneous periods are absolutely essential because we all know that your day might be interrupted. That's why you have to build margin in there. Here's the exercise. Write a plan for your day tomorrow that will give you enough time to cross off all six items on your list, stay on top of your email, and the other little tasks that might come up. We got a lot of exercises, but this is your life you're planning, not mine. I've already put this into use. I've got a variety, two major systems, Chet Holmes and Anthony Robbins. There's a reason that they happen to be strategic partners. That's what we do. Number five, prioritize. Now that you've done this exercise, look in your day tomorrow and see where you put the most difficult task. This is good. Most of us put the difficult task late in the day when we're burnt out. Listen, here's what Chet Flatt says in step number three, prioritize. Put those important tasks at the very beginning of the day when you are fresh, you are rocking, and you're ready to go. Get them done. Ain't no reason to procrastinate. Listen to what Chet says here. We have heard it again and again. Only 20% of your effort brings 80% of your results. Many people drown in busy work that produces few results. They're so busy they have lost their ability to prioritize and concentrate. Here's the question that he asked. I love this. What would happen if 80% of your efforts was focused on high result producing activities? If you started spending 80% of your time on results-oriented work and only 20% on everything else, you could conceivably get a fourfold increase in productivity. Listen to what he writes about a salesperson. This is good for every person in direct sales that's on this call today. Every salesperson should have at least 2.5 hours a day of brand new prospecting. Now, that's for the brand new salesperson. I mean, not the brand new salesperson. That's for the person that's already a professional sales. You've already got your pipeline filled is basically what he's saying. If you're brand new to sales, you should have 4 hours a day where you're on the phone, you're out there talking to people. A lot of people would call it cold calling. Okay, I don't believe in cold calling. I got a whole training on that. I believe that you need to go out there and you need to invest 4 hours calling clients in the niche in which you're going to be working and sharing with them why you want to schedule an appointment to add value to them and their customers' lives. And it's perfect, I'm telling you, but you need to do that about 4 hours a day. If you're a one-man army or a very small company, and you as the entrepreneur are the main person responsible for growing your business, then you must personally invest. He says spend. I'm going to tell you need to invest at least 2.5 hours a day growing your company. It's a must. Dr. Tim Douglas, good friend, accountability partner of mine, he is out there networking almost every day to build his new practice right here in Destin. It's the way to work. Now listen. This is good. Chet writes this down. People respect what you inspect. If you want your people productive, you must examine how they prioritize and plan their day. Now, Chet's got some stuff. You can go to chetholmes.com. He's got some great stuff on there. Basically, it's not to beat them over the head. It's to help them make sure they're prioritizing. If you're a CEO, if you're a sales manager, I strongly suggest you buy the book, The Ultimate Sales Machine by Chet Holmes, and you make sure every one of your reps get it. And this thing costs $15, okay? I mean, it's nothing. $15, invested in each of your top producers, and they increase their productivity fourfold, don't tell me it's not worth the investment. If you do, you need to get out of the business. So here's the exercise under step number 5, prioritize. Look at your plan. How much time or how much of your day is proactive and how much is reactive? Look at what you're going to be writing down because you want to know this. Where did you put the most important task for the day, at the beginning or at the end? Rewrite your plan so that you complete the most important tasks first, early in the morning. Group together all your reactive work, including answering emails and all that. Get all that stuff done. And then make sure your day is focused on proactive work, such as prospecting and closing deals. Isn't that how we build our business? You know, most of my life is different than other people's. Throughout the day, depending on where CEOs are that want to have some time on the phone with me and chat with me, I schedule it throughout the day. If they're on the East Coast, it's early morning. If they're on the West Coast, like Derek Bros is a lot of the time, then it's later in the afternoon, my time, earlier in the morning, his time. We prioritize based on the people we're serving also. That's a must. Number 6, ask yourself, will it hurt me to throw it away? This was big for me. Chet says, a study shows that 80% of all filed or stored information is never referred to again. So why hold on to it? To determine whether or not to keep something, ask yourself, will it hurt me to throw it away? Could you get it again if you need it? Can you find it? If you're a boss, the answer is usually yes, so pitch it. Now, I snicker because he used an email example. Said one little gal, when they cleaned out her emails that she'd been keeping, she had actually gone from 2.7 gigabytes down to 0.5 gigabytes. I save every email that I respond to and have since the email came into existence, literally. I have one hard drive that has emails from the very first email account I ever had. I know what he's talking about. Now, in my business, we were in mergers and acquisition, bounty hunting, stuff like that. We kept everything in case we needed it again. Man, I don't need that. I'll give you a rule of thumb. If you're in a business where you need some stuff, if you've responded to it and you think it's important, keep it. Maybe for 5 to 7 years, like your tax returns. Then get rid of it. Okay, remember, touch it once and then pitch it. I'm going to go through the next week. I am pitching a boatload of crap. We are just getting rid of it. We don't need it. I'm looking at books that I don't need. We're going to be moving over to the Kindle. I'm putting books on the Kindle. I can put them on a hard drive. We are going to more high tech. It's also more green. You know, if you look around your office and you realize what it is you don't need, files that you've kept, shred it, get rid of it, move it. Take this to the next level. These 6 steps are the foundation for your time management. This helps you get started. Guys, you can't just listen to the shows. You can't buy the book and put it on the shelf. I know, the funny thing is, the people that need this show probably aren't even listening right now. They know too much. They're out there doing their own thing, and I'm not knocking that. I've been there myself. But if you want to grow a business, then you have to surround yourself with not just the right people, but you have to surround yourself with the ability, the people and the ability to help you grow, to help you change. That's the key here. I don't care what business you're trying to build. It could be an internet security. It could be selling nutritionals. It could be selling real estate or insurance. It could be a B2B sale or a C2B sale or a B2C sale. Whatever, you know, little deal you do, it all starts with you. If you're not covering all your short areas, then what happens is you don't move forward. And I'll tell you something that'll really get you. Is that if you're not taking care of your time management, then you will not see the importance of other people's time management. And then you won't follow through correctly. Your stuff will fall through the floor, and it won't be a good thing at all. Folks, tomorrow, instituting higher standards and regular training. Program your organization to run like a finely tuned machine. It's going to be exciting. Guys, live life like it's an epic adventure. Have a fantastic day. And join me back here in the morning for Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.